Today I would like to discuss the Piyut Dayenu. Kama Mailois Toivois Lamokoim Oleinu. Ilu Hotsyanu Mimitraim Veloy Osavam Shafatim Dayenu. Okay, so yesterday I made the best attempt I could in Torah Vidas to have a stack of Haggadahs. I tried to go through as many as I can go through as time permitting to extract some Chidushim relating to the Piyut of Dayenu. Okay, first of all, where does this come from? Who wrote this piyut? Who wrote the piyut Dayenu? Does it even exist in the ancient Haggadahs from the time of the Rambam, Rav Sadi Gaon, time of the Gemara, do they say it? So it's really a big mystery. We do not know who wrote it. It appears in the time of the Gaonim, it appears. The time of the Gaon, I think Rav Sadi Gaon, I believe in his Haggadah, he has a record of his Haggadah, a record of what he I don't know where he writes this, of what should be said, and he makes mention of this piyut called Dayenu. So there is a record. The Rambam, when he lists all the different parts of the Seder, he makes no mention whatsoever of the piyut Dayenu. Rav Avraham ben HaRambam takes note of this, and he says, very interesting, that just because my father left it out in his chibur, does not mean that he did not say it, does not mean it should not be said. The Rambam, he says, my father didn't have to go list every little teeny detail. It's self-understood. It's self-understood that my father did say Dayenu, it's part of the Nusach Haggadah, it's just not, you know, the essential parts of the Haggadah, so he did not list it, but our Avraham and the Rambam does mention that it does exist. Some want to say that this is what I find to be this is a really very interesting thing, and that is from the Tashbetz. We learned only 2 days ago, we read from the biography of the Tashbetz. So he says a chiddush, a very powerful chiddush. This piyut goes back to the time of the Beis HaMikdash, goes back even during the Bayesheni, and can very well be it even existed before the time of the Bayesheni, the Bayes Rishon. It was not composed for Pesach. It was not composed for any special day. It was part of Bikurim. It was a special piyut that was said by people who brought Bikurim. And that's why it ends that when you come to bring the Bikurim, and you come to the Beis HaMikdash, it leads up to the very end of coming to the Beis HaBechira. And it's fascinating. If that is indeed correct, it answers many, many questions. Number one, why did we bring it to the Haggadah? Well, the Haggadah, what do we say in the Haggadah? We focus on the psukim that are recited at the time of Bikurim. Arami Oivet Avi. The major bulk of the Haggadah is to recite the same exact sukkim that are recited at the time when a farmer would bring his fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's only logical and fair that now when we're going to have piyutim, we're going to draw from the piyutim that were said in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that were said when the Bikurim were actually brought. And the end of the piyut makes a lot of sense, obviously, because we're coming to the conclusion of that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would end the last piyut is to bring us to the Beis HaBechira. How does it conclude? The last one is
Dayenu.
Beis HaBechira Dayenu. And now that we have the Beis HaBechira as well, that's the last one. So it comes out. So there's another very mysterious question, which all of the commentators struggle. Why do we begin with the word mokoim? Kama ma'alois toivois lamokoim oleinu. We have the word mokoim twice in the Haggadah.
Right.
The famous one, and the one that no one even remembers it exists.
Right.
Everyone knows, baruch ha-mokoim baruch hu. Baruch shnas natol ha-mayishol b'dushasol k'neged ha-bob ha-dibritoi. We have baruch ha-mokoim. Everyone talks about, oh, the mokoim of the Haggadah, by Avelus, ha-mokoim inachem eschem. Everyone talks. But there's another ha-mokoim in the Megillah that everyone forgets about. And that is the Dayenu. The Dayenu is Kama Milos Toivos Lamokoim Oleinu. How come that Mokom forgot about that? So the same, which is really Kama Milos LaHashem, LaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many different ways we could refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why don't we refer to Hashem as the word Lamokoim? But now that we know the secret from the Tashbetz, this fascinating Chiddush is that this was created in honor of the Bikurim. What's the purpose of the Bikurim? The Kanta V'Alisa El Hamokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shakein Shmo Sham. The Parsha Bikurim begins with the word Mokoim. The whole purpose is to go to the Makom. That's the key word in the Torah used to describe the bringing of the Bikurim to the Makom, that Hashem has chosen to rest the Shechina who bring the Bikurim. Now it makes perfectly logical sense that we're going to refer to give Shalach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We borrow from the theme of Bikurim and we say the word Makom. Okay, so that is a very beautiful Yisod.
That's a different meaning.
What?
Yeah.
Right, that's why it's poetic. That's the remes. Okay, so this is an amazing insight. I mean, Harani Kevin Shim Shana, I was not zeicha to know this yisod, that this piyut is a piyut that was composed for Bikurim, and we're taking it from Bikurim, bring it into the Haggadah, and it's perfect. It's perfect. What? It's a perfect fit for the Seder Arami Oved Avi Mokoyim and the conclusion of the Beis HaBechir. Okay, another interesting thing, there are many versions in the Olg, and this piece is going, we the Tashbit tells that it goes back to the time of the Beis HaMikdash, which is awesome, which means it goes back 2,000 years, more than 2,000 years. Could very well be went back to the Bayis Rishon for all we know. Most of the Rishonim, all the other Ka'olim Farshim, they're very skeptical it goes back that far. They think it goes back the most 1,000 years, goes back to time of okay, the Goyin, the Sadi Goyin, you can't do that in the Goyin, so I think 1,000 years, okay, to go back to the time of the Beis HaMikdash, okay, but in the versions that we do have available to us, there are different versions. The common version printed in almost every Haggadah today is 15 parts. There are 15 expressions. Other versions have 16. The Shibulei Haleket, it's also a very old sefer, has 16, and the addition is the very end. Ilu Kerveinu, Ilu. Let me turn to the end. Ilu Hichnisanu Li'aretzol V'loy Vanu Lanu Es Beis Hamikdash Dayenu. Ilu vanu lanu es beis hamikdash v'lo vanu lanu es beis habechira. There's a beis hamikdash and there's a beis habechira. Now maybe I'm not saying it correctly. It could be I'm not, but I think that's what it says. It's a beis hamikdash and beis habechira. The beis hamikdash, I guess, refers to the Mishkan, Shiloh, when they came into the mikdash, or yeah, that's what it has. Yeah, that's I think what it says. They came into Eretz Yisrael. They set up a Beis HaMikdash, which was Gilgal, Shiloh for 367, Noivy Givoin. The Beis HaBechira is a different Mishkan. It's a different Mokoyim. It's the Mokoyim Asher. That's what the Bechir means. Mokoyim Asher Yivchar Hashem. We discussed this many times. Just because they had an Eretz Yisrael for 440 years, a Mokoyim where the Shechina rested, that was not the Mokoyim Asher Yivchar Hashem. It took 440 years, or 480 years, 40 years in the desert, until it was selected the Mokoyim Asher Yivchar Hashem. In the Haggadah it says the Beis HaBechir, which comes from the word Yivchar. So there's another. There's the Beis HaMikdash. If Hashem would have given us a Mishkan, would have not yet selected for us the permanent location, Dayenu. Alachas Kam V'Kama, we have even given us the Mokoyim of Yivchar Hashem. The other versions, instead of adding another edition to make it 16, they detract. They take out a whole bunch of them. They take out the beginning. The beginning, they take out Ilu Horag, the Shvatim. Okay, I don't remember exactly which ones they take out, but there are other versions which have a shorter form of the Dayenu. Okay, but our common version has exactly 15. Now, there's a beautiful Yisoy from the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar says that when you look at the Dayenu, it's three parts. It's 5, 5, 5. You can read it 100 times and not realize this. The first five are all about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ilu Hotzionim Mitzrayim. V'loy Yosavayim Shefatim. Okay, so Mitzrayim, Hotzilim Mitzrayim, Shefatim, Asa Velo Hehem, Hora Ges Bichorehem, and Nosan Lanu Es Mamoinam. Okay, so those first five represent the destruction of the Egyptians. It's all about the enemy. The enemy has been defeated, has been removed, eliminated. The next five don't focus on the enemy. It focuses on us, on the milas that we have received. Koralanu es hayom, that was for us. Okay, Hashem did this for us. Heviranu v'socho becharava. Shikat sarenu. Okay, I'm making a mistake over here. Shikat sarenu b'soychoi. Okay, that also is, so that was not necessary. That was the bonus. Our enemies could have been left on the other side. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us at ease to obliterate them, we can see they're no longer here, gave us ease of mind. Sipik tzorcheinu b'midbar, arboim shana, and hechilanu es haman means he provided sustenance. Okay, so these next five, this is what the Kli Yakar says. So you have to go with the Kli Yakar. He says the next five are all about our basic need, us. I have to really go back and see how he says it. I'm getting a little confused.
But has a very similar idea to this.
Five, three, three, five, and three? Five. Yeah, okay.
Taking care of the, taking us out of
Egypt.
Under Egypt, first group, and then the second group, things doing for us to raise us.
To raise us, okay.
His alus.
And the last five are purely spiritual. These are things that are unique to Klal Yisrael. Mon, Shabbos, Sinai, Torah. Not the Mon. The Mon is sustenance. Son is sustenance. That's basic. Sustenance. Shabbos, Sinai, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and the Beis HaBechira. Those are things that are totally unique to Klal Yisrael. Those are things with the Umosol do not have any share in. The Kli Yakar, I have the Haggadah. Haggadah's Kli Yakar. I don't know. I don't know if it's unique. It's unique. Or he's size drawing from the Chumash.
The Maharal basically saying is to get to the top list.
The purpose. Okay. So this is an idea, and the Kli Yakar says it's merumas in the pasuk. V'chamushim alu v'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, chamushim means a fifth, but he homiletically interprets it to mean in fives. Fives. Five, five, five. He says also, v'sholishim al kulo. Take the five and break it into sholishim v'loshim shalosh. There are three fives. It's an idea. Okay, just something to keep in mind. We have this number 15, which we break up into three categories, from down and under, being elevated, and then things which are over the top. Over the top is the ruchnis that we're given over here in this piyut. Okay, another idea. All the commentators that you open up a Haggadah, they all tell you, oh, there are 15. Oh, what do the 15 correspond to? Okay, so if you want to open up an encyclopedia, you can find there are a million 15s. Based Hamigdash, or some say there are 15 steps to the base of the Ezras Noshim. From the Ezras Noshim leading up into the Ezras Yisrael, there are 15 steps. There are 15 Shira Malos, so the 15 steps correspond to the Zuchus of Noshim Tzidkonios. There are 15 Shira Hamalos. There are, what are the 15s? So one is also
that they, by the time they got out of the confines of Mitzrayim, was 15 Nesios.
15 until they left the tribe. 15. Okay. Very good. Okay. The one that resonates with me is, well, there are 15 parts to the simonim. Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachat. So that fits very well. If the entire Haggadah is broken down into the number 15, I mean, that says it all. That means the theme of the night is the number 15. It's 15. That's the theme of the night. The theme of the night is the number 15. And Hashem's name is Ka. Yud K is 15, so the theme of the evening is 15, so therefore it's not a kasha why there are exactly 15 parts to this piyut. Okay, then there's another idea.
15 steps.
I mentioned that. 15 steps going up from, going up, going up from the, right, 15, or the 15 Shira Malos, and the 15 steps going up from the Ezra. Malus are steps. Okay, now there's one idea which is over my head. I saw this in two svarim, there's a Haggadah called, I think it was put out last year, the Haggadah's Aruch HaShulchan. I believe he actually wrote a Haggadah, wrote the Aruch HaShulchan, he wrote a Haggadah, he wrote the Perush on the Haggadah. It was out of print for 50 years. Last year, someone came. Is that mine? Yep, it's mine. How do you turn this off?
Martin Eliezer Ginsburg fan, are you?
I don't know why this happens. All right. There's an app. I have an alarm clock. That's my alarm clock in the morning. For some reason, it goes off middle of the day, and I can't figure out why. It must be a bug. It must be. No, it's. I don't get up at 11:15. There must be a bug. There must be a bug in the app. We'll have to fix it. We'll move it, get a new alarm clock. All right, whatever it is. But the point. Okay, let's go back to the 15. There's one idea. The Aruch HaShulchan. He has a very long piece, and he says after we conclude Kriya Shema, there are 15 praises. Emes, V'yatziv, V'nochon, V'kayim, V'yosha, V'nemon, V'yohav, V'chav, V'nechma, V'noam, V'nerav, V'adirum, V'sudum, Kul, V'tov, V'yofeh. I'm rambling more, I must have made a mistake. Some of there are exactly 15 shvachim from Emes until Yofeh. So he goes on to say that what exactly do all of these 15 expressions of praise are very difficult to grasp. What is the difference between Emes and Yatziv? What's between Nochon and Kayon, Yoshar, Neman, Ohof? So some of the Darshan, and they tell you, want to know the meaning of these words, these 15 words correspond to the 15 psukim of Kriya Shema. Shema and the Hoya im Shemoa have exactly 15 psukim. And I'm saying V'yohavta, starting with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and you go through the entire Kriya Shema, there are exactly 15 psukim, if I'm not mistaken, and each one of these words, Emes, V'yatziv, V'nochon, Emes corresponds to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Yatziv corresponds to things, Baruch Shem, it's also part of the calculation, Baruch Shem, K'malkuso, Emes, V'yatziv, V'nochon corresponds to V'yohavta, and so on and so forth. So if you want to have a flavor, you want to understand the deeper meaning of what each one of these words means, look at the pasuk to which it corresponds, study the pasuk, understand the pasuk, and then you'll realize that this particular word captures the essence of that pasuk. This is a very common drush, to take the 15 words of Emes V'yatziv to match them up to the 15 psukim with Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem. The place where this drush is very popular is Chanukah. Because Chanukah is called by the Rambam a mitzvah chavivihi ad me'oid. The Rambam defines Ner Chanukah chaviva. What is chaviva? It's cherished. What does that mean? How is chaviva different than ohov, than nechmat? What's the difference between something that's chaviv and something that's nechmat? So the darshan, and I don't remember all the drashas now, but they go and they say, if you want to know what it means chaviv, go look in Kriya Shema, see which pasuk is matched up to the word chaviv, and now you'll really understand what Chanukah is all about. This is the Mahalach and Drush. Now the Aruch HaShulchan does exactly the same thing, and he says this very seriously, and he has pages and pages on this, and he just want to bring out the point is that when we say every single day these 15 words, it's the short version of the Dayenus. The Dayenus are the 15 Dayenus are matched up to the 15 Shvachim, starting with Emes, concluding with Yofeh. And if you want to understand what each of those words mean, take that word, find the corresponding expression in the Dayenu, study it, understand what it's all about, and then you'll be able to understand, to concentrate that idea into that one particular word, and you will have a deeper understanding.
Makes sense, because it comes right after Krishna.
It's Yitzias Mitzrayim. And now we review once again the Emes V'yatziv. So it's the Aruch HaShulchan, he develops, he takes very seriously. He says, when you're saying the Emes V'yatziv every single day, what you're really doing is you're saying the piyut of the 15 Dayenus. The two correspond, and he shows in very great detail, how each one of the Dayenus perfectly matches up with the one which each one of these words is a very what? Aruch HaShulchan. The Hagodas Aruch HaShulchan. Now, it's a very long piece. I didn't have the time to go through, but I think it's kedai to be aware of this very yisodistic mahalach in fataiching the Dayenu. Okay, now there's another very popular question about the Dayenu. A lot of popular questions is we begin by discussing the Mailois, Toivois, Lamokoim Olenu. what Hashem did for us. Question is, if you study all 15, obviously most of them are for us. Hashem gave us the man. He didn't give it to the Umos Olam. Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem gave us Shabbos. Hashem gave us the Beis Eretz Yisrael. Hashem gave us the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, obviously, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. But what does it mean, Asher Osa Veloy Hehem? What does that mean? Hashem did for us something very good. He destroyed their idols. Who cares? Why is that for us? We left Mitzrayim. You want to worship stone and wood? It's not our business. Let them continue to worship stone and wood. Why is what it says? Ilu asa velo hehem v'leharages b'chareihem dayenu. Why does that qualify as one of the 15 milois toivois lamakoyim olenu? How does the fact that the idols of the Egyptians were obliterated have anything to do with Klal Yisrael? We were taken out of Egypt, we are free people, and we serve Hashem, we receive the Torah, we are fully aware of the nonsense of the Umos Olam. Their idols, their statues have to come crashing down. What's the purpose of all this? So the answer is it makes a difference. That's a very simple idea, but it's a very profound, there's a lot of depth. Is that if there is Avodah Zorah in the world, we don't appreciate this, but the Baal HaGad is trying to bring this point at home. If there are people in the world out there on the other end of the world that are worshipping idols, it makes a difference. We're not the same. We are not the same. Our ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being blocked. There is interference. There's static in the ear. We don't have a clear reception, because if there are people out there in the world which are not with the program, then we also are affected, even though we don't realize it. Even though, of course, we live in a world of galus where we just need to survive. We're not focusing on tikkun olam. That's not our goal. That's not our agenda. But it's something we should be aware of, that it's not the same world. It's not the same world. And the Baal HaGadah brings out that very simple idea. It's lamokoyim oleinu, that the Avodah Zorah no longer exists. The Avodah Zorah has been obliterated. When we are now in Eretz Yisrael, in the Beis HaBechira, we know that in Egypt they abandoned the idols because the Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed them. It's a different world. The Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael is stronger. It's more intense. That is something, an idea to think about. No, this idea, I don't remember where I saw this in Agad. It's not my idea, I saw this in Agad. I don't remember where I saw this. Okay, another idea. This is a very interesting idea. A lot of them, Eralam Farsha, talk about this in different ways. I'm just trying to be, as a summary of what they say. After we recite all of the milos, we go through each milo one at a time. Chalutzenu Mitzrayim, Shvatim, Eloheim. We come to the end of the 15 milos. And then what do? Al achas kama v'chama toivo chifulu mechupeles lamokoyim oleinu. Again, lamokoyim, and we repeat. We review everything. And we go through the entire list, and we repeat everything mila b'mila with one addition. After we get to the very, very end, what do we say? We add four more words. Where did that come from? That's not part of the Dayenu. Why all of a sudden at the very end we have to add these extra four words? And also, why do we have to repeat everything? Why do we have to go and repeat the whole thing? We went through everything Dayenu. What? To come close to Hashem. There are many purposes. Ki beisi beis tefil l'chol ha'amim. It's a place to pray. It's a place to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a place to give shelach v'haidah. Is the ikar avoid of the beis hamilosh kapara? Well, that's a discussion. The Baal HaGad is coming over here to tell us that the Iker Tafkid of the Beis HaMikdash is Kapara. Well, some of the commentators say, indeed, that's what he's trying to bring to remind us. Look, the holiest day of the year is Yom Kippur. And what happens in Yom Kippur? Kapara. The purpose of Yom Kippur is atonement. Lo hayu yamim tovim liyisrael. The Kongol goes to the final is Machab of Klal Yisrael.
When he say that there's not going to be Karbonis, where but the third Beis HaMikdash because the Talmud Chatur in
the Eretz. Ein Achinami. So then the purpose will be different. But at least now, at this point in time, we need kapara. So the question over here is, but why is the Baal Haggadah doing this when this is not even part of the framework? It's not part of the framework of the Dayenu. So the answer is that there's a difference when the Dayenus we focus on select events. But the sum is greater than the parts. Each part, each element in this compound is a great significant event. But when you put everything together, you don't just have the shevach for each individual. There's something greater that is created by combining all of these elements together. And what is the product? What is the product that you gain when you combine everything together? It's lechaper al kol avayno yisenu. It's coming out. Why is that so? What's the significance? So I think the idea is one of the essential ingredients of kapara is charata al ha'avar, remorse over your past. The Beis HaBechira is described, the goal of everything in the Dayenu is all for what purpose? To come to the Beis HaBechira. The Beis HaBechira has always been described as the future event. And in Torah, we're always going towards that moment in time. Hamokoyim asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha. The emphasis, what's going to be in the future. We go through this event and this event, and each one of the events brings us closer to the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal comes in the future, the Makba Asher Yivchar Hashem, the Beis HaBechira. After we reach the very, very end, now we can look back. When you look back and you take all of the events in the past and you combine them together and you look back, then you can come to kapara. If you're only looking forward, or you're only looking at the present, then the concept of kapara does not exist. Because essential ingredient of kapara is charata al ha'avar. You have to have remorse for the past. The Dayenus take us step by step through each event as they happen in real time. The present, the future, or the future. But it's essential that we conclude the Dayenus to recap and look back at the past as well. And when we look back at the past as well, and we recap and we group them all together and look back at the big picture, including the past, then we have the added benefit of not just the Beis HaBechira, we also have Lechaper Al Kol Avoyno Yisenu, which is something which only can come through the added ingredient of the Ovar of the past. Okay, another short idea. Where does the word Dayenu, what exactly does the word Dayenu come from? Dayenu means die, it is enough. It is the minig, I think almost every home, to sing the Dayenu in the melody of Dai Dayenu, Dai Dayenu, Dai Dayenu, Dayenu, Dayenu. You say the word Dayenu a billion times.
How far back is the melody gone?
How far back? I have no idea. Stama before Mordechai and David. Stama older than Mordechai, but Dayenu takes us back. I just want to point out that this is a token fulfillment of the bracha V'harikosi lochem bracha ad v'li dai ad sheyivlu sif soisechem miloimar dai. B'li is b'li, the lips get worn out from saying dai. What exactly are we doing over here? You're sitting here, you're saying Dayenu, you say Dayenu 15 times, and in the minute you told us to sing Dayenu, whatever melody you sing, the melody is always going to include sing the word Dayenu multiple times. Mamish, I mean, it's mamish, a token fulfillment of the bracha, v'arikosi lochem bracha ad b'li dai. The dai goes on and on until there is no end. Everyone says Dayenu. The Dayenu is part of every Haggadah. Part of every Haggadah. Okay, now there are the big popular question is Ilu Kervon Lufnei Har Sinai Veloy Nosan Lonu Es Hatar. What is the purpose of coming to Har Sinai and not receive? So there are so many answers. One answer is the Achdus. Let's just try to review in my mind. Achdus Vayichan Yishol Neged Ohar. Coming to Har Sinai means that we on our own. We mentioned this a few weeks ago. Is that you come to Har Sinai? We already knew, just like the Ovois, we're able to detect the mitzvahs, and the avos were mekayim the mitzvahs before he was given. When we came to Har Sinai, the heavens were open. We already were able to figure out what it said in the Torah. What were we missing? We were not mitzuveh ve'oisa. It would have been enough to come to Har Sinai to be given the gift of Torah without the command of being mitzuveh ve'oisa like the avos. On top of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift that we are mitzuveh ve'oisa, we are commanded to mekayim the Torah. Someone is say ilu kervanu lefnei Har Sinai. The diak is kervanu lefnei Har Sinai. It doesn't say ilu kervanu lesinai. What is the word lifnei? Lifnei means all of the events that led up to Har Sinai, the 50 days of preparation. It would have been enough just to have Sfira Sa'omer without having actual Kabbalah Satara. Just the fact that you have a goal. Kadosh Baruch will say there will be a goal in the future. In the Most HaMashiach, there will be the giving of the Torah. I want you now, for all of these years, just to prepare yourself. It should always be in a state of lifnei, of preparing yourself to receive the Torah. If our whole tafkid in this world would just to be to count, to look forward to the giving of the Torah until Mashiach comes and we receive the Torah, it would also have been good enough. Allah has come, He gave us the Torah itself. Okay, let's jump to another idea, just jumping around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if He would have given us the Mon, and would not have given us the Shabbos Dayenu. What does that mean? Would have given us the Mon, not given us the Shabbos? The answer is that even if Hashem would have given us the Mon, and the Mon would have fallen, a double portion would have fallen on Friday, we would automatically know there's something called Shabbos. In other words, Hashem could have given us the Shabbos through the mitzvah of Shabbos, and Hashem could have given us the mitzvah through the Mon. On Friday, Hashem sent down a double portion of man. And on Shabbos, there was nothing. That alone would have been a degree of Shabbos. We know we could have had observed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given us Shabbos through the man, which means it would have been a token, it would have been a scaled down version of Shabbos. Al achas kam of the kam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a full Shabbos with Lamed Tes Melachos. Okay, let me just see. Okay, we know the word Dei Ra'on. We focus on the word Dayenu. The word Dayenu is also used in reference to the obliteration of our enemies. At the last pasuk in Yeshayahu says that when Mashiach will come, the enemy will be destroyed, and they will be a Dei Ra'on L'chol Basar. What does it mean, a Dei Ra'on? Dai Re'iyah. When you look at the destruction of the enemy, it will be so horrifying, it will say, die. I can't even look at this. Die, day ra'on, ra'on is re'ia, to see. It's enough to see. I can't even look at the destruction of the enemy because it's so horrible. What we're doing in Dayenu is being mahapich, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the enemy. It's a day ra'on for the enemy. And for us, it's Dai. So if the word Dayenu is selected because it's the flip side of the obliteration of the enemy and the Shevach V'Hoida that we have to call the Shparuch for saving us. Because everything about Yitzias Mitzrayim, the theme of Yitzias Mitzrayim is always this double theme. The enemy has been eliminated and we have been spared, we have survived. The word Dai captures both of those things. Because Dai is the word that is used to describe the obliteration of the enemy. V'hoyu l'deiro'on l'chol basar. And here it's been used to express Shevach v'oidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dayenu, what you've done for us is more than we deserve. With that same word touches upon two things. Okay, before we go, I just want to make sure I leave anything important out. Okay, there are other things, but okay. All right, I think we'll leave it with that. Okay.